It's like God, he has to keep repeating a cycle that just never ends. And then when God sends his punishment on you, oh yeah, God, okay, I'll get back into reading the Bible. I'll get back into praying. I'll come back to church. I'll clean up my house again. And then when you do, then what happens? Then you lose it, and then God has to punish you again. And then you get right with God again. And then you go back into sin again. God punishes you again. You get right with God again. And then guess what happens? You go back into sin again. And God has to punish you again, and then the cycle just never ends. It just never, never ends. Amen. It's a cycle that just, it's a vicious cycle that never ends. And then you know what happened? The Jews, they go through this malicious cycle, and they go to a point where they're like saying, okay, what we want is a king, not a judge now. We want a king, just like all the other nations. You want a king that will set things right, like all the other nations. And then God has always been the king for the nation of Israel. But you know what the nation of Israel said? We don't want that. We want a king like all the other nations. And you know what you guys are like? What you people are like is that you want your own king rather than God being your king. You want your job to be your king. You want your children to be your king. You want your marriage to be your king. You want your money to be your king. You want the world to be your king. You want something in your life to be your king rather than God Almighty. You know why? Because you repeated a cycle. And when you go through a cycle, you know what that happens? You don't recognize God as your king. You depend upon things that you see and feel and love on this earth to be your king. And God has given you his law, his rules that go from Genesis to Revelation, and you just keep rejecting it. You just keep not following it. And then it's like, okay, then God sets them up a king, right? Have you ever been to a point in your life where, Lord, I really want it that bad. And God's like, no, I'm not going to give it to you because I know it's going to do more harm than good for you. I know it's going to make you more worldly, more fleshy, not going to do it. And you beg and you cry and you're like, God, I can't come back to church unless you bless me with that. God, I can't serve you until you give me that. God, I can't. And God's like, okay, I'll give you what you want. Be careful what you ask for. Have you ever asked God for something and he gave it to you and it just did more damage to you, more hurt for you? And you're like, I didn't think it'd be that bad. Sometimes you better thank God for no. Sometimes you better thank God he didn't answer your prayer. Sometimes it's best after you pray about it that you say, not my will, but your will, Lord. Your will be done. And has not God given you things in your life now that became a snare? And those snares have brought you further away from your walk with Jesus Christ, made you lose your love for Jesus Christ. That's what happened with the children of Israel. They got their king. They got their king. But you know what happened? Those kings, they fell into sin. And when they fell into sin, what happened to the whole nation? They fell into sin. All the nation fell into sin. You know what those kings did? They even sacrificed babies to false God. And the nation of Israel followed that. You got to realize, folks, that the king that you want in your life will lead you further down into a road of depravity that you never thought you would ever commit. Amen. Some of you, it's not too late to throw out that king, evict him from off the throne, and put back Jesus Christ. That cycle can end right now if you'll put Jesus back on the throne. Amen. And it's like that, it just kept continuing. Throughout the dispensation, it was horrifying. And the kings messed up. People start to mess up. And then God, he gave them a promise that he will send them a seed who will fulfill all the law, who will be their permanent king. And he will set all everything right. The Jews, they lost their nation. They lost their kingdom to the Babylonian captivity. And ever since then, up till 1947 to 48, Israel lost their kingdom and their nation. You know why? They just repeated a cycle over and over and over again. God's like, I'm done with you. I'm done. Look, folks, if you got a book that can go from the beginning of Exodus all the way through the book of Daniel or Jeremiah, that's a lot of patience from God's part. If you don't think that's long, then you try reading from Exodus to Jeremiah today, all right? And then you'll realize how patient God was. He was more patient than how much you could read in your Bible. Amen. And that, I mean, don't you see so much of yourself here, folks? Don't you see so much of yourself right here? Yeah. This is a great picture of you, man. This is a great picture of you in every dispensation. And then so what God did, he gave it up. He's like, okay, you're gone. You're done. I can't use you one day, but I will send you a king one day who will set things right. And you know what? You Christians, you try to set everything in order. You try to do everything right. You got your own system built up. And, you know, you could argue that America was founded as a godly nation. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Men never learn from history. You start out good, and then what happens? Every kingdom, every nation falls apart. So my hope is not in America. My hope is for that king to come back and sit on the throne and set the White House and set the Vatican and set all the headquarters and capitals around the world back in its place. That's who I'm waiting from. Amen. Our kingdoms have fallen. And you got to realize this, folks, is that mankind is so wicked and has let God down that God has given up America. God has given up every single nation around the world. He has given them all up. He has to come back and set everything right. You see these churches saying, we're going to make the kingdom better. Let's build up God's kingdom on the earth. We're going to bring in the king. No, you can't make anything better. God himself has to come down, set everything right himself. Why are you so worried about your finances, setting your house in order? Who's going to be in the White House? Why are you so worried about your family? You got to realize this, all of that is done. Stop thinking about your 401k. Stop thinking about your plans in your future. What's going to happen to you in school, in your job, how to make things right with your family. You got to realize this. Why are you trusting in the systems of this world to make everything right for you? All of this is done. I don't panic about who's going to be the next president. If the economy gets worse or if the prices go higher. Or if job opportunities are even slower. I don't worry about that. Because who am I looking at? Who's the king that I'm looking at? Who will deliver me from all hardships, from all trials, from all storms? It's Jesus Christ. Shows who you're looking at. Whose system you're trusting in. Doesn't mankind not learn from their mistakes from back then? They never learn. In every dispensation. And finally, Jesus Christ comes down. And then John the Baptist says, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And here comes Jesus Christ, and he died for you on the cross, shed his precious blood, raised himself from the dead so that he can give you new life. You try to follow as best as you can. You try to live your best. My friend, haven't you remembered those dark days? Or even right now where you're trying to get everything right in order and you try to get right with God. You try to do a lot of good works. You got baptized, you cleaned up your sin, you try to live holy for him, but you seem to let God down. You know who never let the Father down, who fulfilled all the law? That is the Lord Jesus Christ. He never broke one jot, one tittle. And you got to realize that there's a power in you that is greater than yourself, and that is Jesus Christ who fulfilled all the law. It is the spirit of liberty that freed us from the law. From bondage. And God says all you have to do is give in to me. Give in to the power of the Holy Spirit to conquer your addiction, to conquer your temptation, to conquer your trials. It's the problem with mankind is that we depend so much on ourselves to solve our problems, our sins, our addictions, our trials, when the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, Jesus, God manifest in the flesh, fulfilled all the law for you. All you have to do is give in to him. All you have to do is take it to the Lord in prayer. You don't think that when you cry out to God, God, free me from this problem, he's not going to start moving on you? He's not going to start working on you? Just turn to him. Don't turn to yourself. Turn to him. Thank the Lord Jesus Christ that he paid it all where mankind failed to fulfill the law. The Pope couldn't fulfill all the good works, no matter how celibate he lived and how many rules and traditions he followed. Buddha could not fulfill all the good works, no matter how long he sat under a tree. Muhammad couldn't fulfill anything good out of the law, no matter how many nations that he conquered. Moses, the Virgin Mary, John the Baptist, and every other figure in the Bible, David, Abraham, Adam, Noah, they could not fulfill the law. But Jesus Christ fulfilled all the law, amen, died on the cross, set our souls free from a burning hell. At that dispensation that fell apart, Jesus Christ came behind the scene and said, I free you from the law. Problem solved. Under the dispensation of the law, I free you. I set you free, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You didn't have to die. Jesus died for your sin. Amen. Adam and Eve did not have to see another lamb die. Jesus, the Lamb of God, had his throat on slit, his hands and his feet pierced. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. He gave the victory for us. And now came grace. Because under the age of grace, you know why? We don't have to stone each other to death for sinning. Because of grace, we can eat what we want. We can celebrate what day we want. Because of grace, we don't have to worry about a dictatorship that God has to set up to set us all in order. Because we're under the age of grace. Do you know why we don't have to beat up our enemies or conquer our enemies? Because of grace. That's why the Bible says, bless them that persecute you. Pray for them which despitefully use you. Love your enemies. You know why? Because we're under the age of grace. You know why God did not give you up? Because of grace.